I was going to start this podcast with just talking, but wait, hold on. That's how every podcast starts, with just talking, but cool. I'm just going to give you some context to this podcast. This is going to be my third podcast, project, show, whatever you want to call it. I had started two before and they failed because my co-host wasn't as serious as I was. And the only reason why I wouldn't turn up to a podcast was that someone died. Thankfully, in the last two podcasts that I made, nobody had died, so I had attended all podcast episodes. But my co-host would not attend for trivial reasons, really reasons that were not valid to me. Cool. Those two podcasts just fizzled out. This podcast is just me by myself, okay? It's just me, so there's no excuse as to why this podcast would not continue and just carry on forever. Because it's just me, all I gotta do is just bring myself. So yeah, context. This is the first episode. I have no idea what I'm gonna call this podcast. I have no idea what I want the episodes to be about. I don't even know how I'm going to introduce myself to the podcast. But for now, it's just gonna be a voice with a podcast. The title might change, I don't know, just bear with me, yeah, warming up. Sadly, this morning I was woken up with a message from my work colleague saying, oh, the fight, did you see who won the fight? And then didn't even wait for me to answer, and just replied, I knew Tyson would win. Bro, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Deontay Wilder isn't a good boxer, but he's a good knockout artist. He's a good fighter, but technically he's not all there. But I didn't expect this. He fought so badly that it looked like the fight was staged. So that's my overall opinion of it. Fury, excellent fighter, perfect. His style, his little style that he's got is perfect. But Deontay Wilder fought so bad, it seemed like it was staged. He kept tripping over. He just didn't seem like it was himself. It seemed like it was someone else in the ring last night. But yeah. Sad to see, boy. Sad to see. I wonder what's going to happen. Is there going to be a part three? Or do we just part ways now and Fury continues his ascent back to where he's... back to his rightful position? What happens now? Who knows? But this is just another day, if tweets were podcasts. Hey! Now to speak about what I really have been dying to share with anyone that will listen. See the sauna? Blood, see the sauna, yeah? The sauna is changing my life. This is going to be day four. This is day four of going to the sauna every day. I've been to the sauna. At the end of today, I've been to the sauna 4 days in a row, and it's changing my life. Like, I'm a man that comes from a very dark place, yeah, very, carrying a lot of shit on my shoulders and in my head, and a lot of mind chatter, and just bare shit. But you see, the sauna's making all that shit a lot more easier. Way more easier. I've grown to bear it over time, but the sauna, it's just made things so much easier. It's like I leave a piece of my body in there. When I come out, I just feel so light and just ready to go. Energy's up. I'm relaxed, but my energy is up. Like the darkness that man deals with, it kind of feels me, has me feeling low. But yeah, the sauna. Boy, lifesaver, sauna coming like church. So every day I want to give you an update. This is going to be day four. Today's day four. I'm going to try to do it for 100 days. Hopefully work don't mess up my pattern. But yeah, I'm gonna try and go for 100 days and just document that. Hopefully someone can get something from it. I want to be sharing a lot of shit, this guy in deep, in real deep. And here we are. At the start of this year, I said I'm gonna make a dramatic change in regards to my thinking patterns when it comes to my emotions and using logic. I thought the best way to do that was just to take in a lot of information and listening to podcasts and watching YouTube every day, just consuming the ideas and thoughts and accomplishments of all the successful people that I look up to, which seemed like a good idea at the time. But now when I'm having quiet time with myself and just sitting down trying to think and process things, I'm hearing the voices of the people that I consumed throughout the day or through the past couple of weeks, and my inner voice, my inner reason is kind of drowning out. It's been drowned out by all the other noise. So in order to support this mission of dramatically and drastically changing my thought patterns, I'm gonna have to spend time with myself a lot more compared to listening to these other people, because I need to be in tune with my inner voice as well as taking everyone else's ideas and thoughts of how to do things right and how to be and how to think.